Grammar notes. 1. Locational terms.
10.
On top of.
10.
Under, below, underneath.
10.
Inside of.
10.
Outside of.
10.
In the middle of.
10.
In front of.
10.
Behind. Describe the locations where an action takes place or where a subject is located. In most cases, they function as prepositions.
Trên bàn có nhiều sách báo.
There are a lot of books and newspapers on the table.
Phòng họ ở dưới phòng chúng tôi.
Their apartment is below ours.
Trong phòng có nhiều người.
There are many people in the room.
Ngoài phố hôm nay lạnh lắm.
It is cold outside today.
Giữa vườn có một cây cam.
There is an orange tree in the middle of the garden.
Tôi gặp anh ấy trước thư viện.
I saw him in front of the library.
Xe chúng tôi chạy sau xe họ.
Our car travels behind their car. Several locational terms may function as nouns.
Ngoài ấy có lạnh lắm không?
Is it cold out there?
Vâng, ngoài này lạnh lắm.
Yes, it is very cold out there. The location of the speaker determines which locational term is used in a particular situation. For instance, the English phrase in the garden can be
trong vườn
if the speaker is outside of the house, on the street, and
ngoài vườn
if the speaker is inside of the house. There is some specific usage of the locational terms with geographic names in Vietnam. When the speaker is in the north and is talking about a place in the south, he or she says
trong Sài Gòn,
in Saigon,
trong Cần Thơ,
in Cần Thơ, and accordingly
vào Sài Gòn,
to go to Saigon,
vào Cần Thơ,
to go to Cần Thơ. When the speaker is in the south and is talking about a place in the north, he or she says
ngoài Hà Nội,
in Hanoi,
ngoài Hải Phòng,
in Haiphong, and accordingly
ra Hà Nội,
to go to Hanoi,
ra Hải Phòng,
to go to Haiphong. 2. The verb
cách
is used to denote a distance between two places.
Hà Nội cách Hải Phòng 105 km.
Hanoi is 105 kilometers from Haiphong.
Bưu điện cách đây không xa.
The post office is not far from here. The interrogative word
bao xa
is placed at the end of the question to express the meaning how far.
Huế cách Hà Nội bao xa?
How far is Hue from Hanoi? 3. The verb
mất,
literally meaning to lose, is used to convey the English construction it takes some time to do something.
Đi bộ từ đây đến bến xe buýt mất 10 phút.
It takes 10 minutes to walk from here to the bus stop.
Tôi đọc quyển sách này mất 2 ngày.
It took me 2 days to read this book. The interrogative word
mất bao lâu
is placed at the end of the question to express the meaning how long does it take.
Lái xe từ đây đến thành phố New York mất bao lâu?
How long does it take to drive from here to New York City? 4. A clause of reason is introduced by the conjunction
vì.
Hôm nay tôi mệt vì tôi làm việc nhiều.
I am tired today because I worked a lot. When a clause of reason precedes the clause of result, the correlative conjunction
nên, cho nên
may be used to introduce the clause of result.
Vì hôm nay tôi làm việc nhiều, nên bây giờ tôi rất mệt. Vì hôm nay tôi làm việc nhiều, cho nên bây giờ tôi rất mệt.
Because I've worked a lot today, I am really tired now. When
vì
is not used in the clause, which indicates the reason and comes first, the conjunction
nên, cho nên,
meaning so, introduces the clause of result.
Hôm nay tôi làm việc nhiều, nên bây giờ tôi rất mệt. Hôm nay tôi làm việc nhiều, cho nên bây giờ tôi rất mệt.
I have worked a lot today, so I am really tired now. A question why is introduced by the interrogative words
vì sao
and
tại sao
or
sao. Vì sao anh đến muộn thế? Tại sao anh đến muộn thế? Sao anh đến muộn thế?
Why are you so late?
Tôi đến muộn vì tôi phải chờ xe buýt rất lâu.
I am late because I had to wait for the bus a long time. 5. The word
nữa,
placed at the end of the sentence, expresses the meaning in addition to what has been done already.
Tôi muốn mua một quyển sách nữa.
I want to buy one more book. The word
còn,
placed before the verb, may be used to emphasize the sense of addition.
Tôi còn muốn mua một quyển sách nữa.
I want to buy one more book. The word
ngoài ra,
in addition, additionally, can be used before the sentence which contains
còn nữa. Ngoài ra, tôi còn mua một quyển sách nữa.
In addition, I also bought a book. When placed at the end of a negative sentence,
nữa
is used in the sense that the action does not continue anymore, longer.
Tôi không muốn xem TV nữa.
I don't want to watch TV anymore, longer. 6. A clause of purpose can be introduced by the conjunction
để
in order to.
Sinh viên đến sớm để có thì giờ chuẩn bị kiểm tra.
The students come early in order to have more time to prepare for the test. However, in most cases when the subject for several actions is the same, the conjunction
để
is not used.
Tôi ra bưu điện gửi thư.
I went to the post office to send a letter. The interrogative
để làm gì
is placed at the end of the question to convey the sense for what purpose.
Anh đi Hà Nội để làm gì?
For what purpose do you go to Hanoi?
Note that the English why does not distinguish between the reason and the purpose, which can be clear only from the context. For instance, why were you late? For what reason? Versus, why did you buy these books? For what purpose? Vietnamese uses
tại sao, vì sao,
and
sao
for the reason only, and uses
để làm gì
for the purpose. The above mentioned English questions correspond to two different question words in Vietnamese.
Tại sao chị đến muộn thế? Vì sao chị đến muộn thế? Sao chị đến muộn thế?
And
chị mua những cuốn sách này để làm gì?
7. The construction
chỉ thôi
only is used with the restrictive meaning
chỉ
is placed after the subject and before the predicate.
Thôi
is always placed at the end of the sentence.
Học kỳ này tôi chỉ học 4 môn thôi.
This semester, I am only taking 4 subjects.